Kid out.
From McDonald's Dubbo in Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love.
Can we be friends?
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, morning, Dubbo on the Central West. I was back at volleyball last night.
Oh, how'd you go?
We lost.
Oh, congratulations.
Really bad. We're versing this team that on first appearance I thought would beat.
Okay.
But then after about 5 minutes, I realised we're down and out. We were well and truly beaten.
I love it when you go to a sports event and you size up the opposition and get really cocky really quickly and then you just get cut down to size.
Boom. Even to one point when we were losing about, we're about 60 points to about 20, so we're way behind at one point.
Okay, right.
I fell over and I thought, do I just feign an injury here?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You were that desperate.
I was that desperate to get off the field. I was like, I should just claim I've rolled the ankle.
I've sprained the ankle.
Bye, Felicia's. Off home I go.
Going home to watch some Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that. Should have that instead.
Well, congratulations on another loss.
Well,
what's your team called?
The Johnsies or something.
The Johnsies.
Oh,
great. So have you ever won a game?
Yeah, we won last week. Remember we won by 50 points?
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So you've got the taste of victory now and then you were just cut down again this week.
Yeah.
Your hopes were dashed.
We're done for.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
I tried to come up with every excuse in the book last night as to why I can't go to exercise class.
Oh, yeah. Which one did you go with in the end?
Oh, well, I ended up going.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is what you don't do when you're trying to get out of an exercise class. Don't organise someone to come and pick you up from your house.
Oh, then you're doomed.
There's no way out.
Because as soon as they turn up, you're done. You've got to go.
Exactly, you've got to go. I was like, I can't find my trainers, got no clean activewear left, just baked a banana bread, got a headache, had a big day.
So what did you go wear in the end if you had no clean activewear?
No, I was just lying through my teeth to try and get out of it.
Mm, great.
Yeah.
You never got out of it?
Never got out of it. Had to go.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, did those crunches and those push-ups, that leg work.
I once saw a meme that said, I really regret that workout, said no one ever. I'm like, yeah, definitely agree with that. You never regret a workout, do you?
You don't. You feel good really, once you're there.
Really shouldn't have done that workout.
Yeah. Well, I really should have just stayed home and ate chips on the couch.
Pippa and Jimmy on the air this morning. We are 7 minutes past six. Stephen Fennick from techguide.com.au. I'm going to get him on the show because there is a cyber security alert.
Is there?
With Wi-Fi. And everyone's got Wi-Fi in their house.
Everyone does.
So
that's like everyone's got electricity, everyone's got running water, everyone's got Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So we'll talk to him not too far away, see if there's anything you can do to protect yourself. But up next, Pippa.
You and the Animal Zoo.
Oh, Australia's Most Difficult Radio Competition, 13, 12, 16.
I'm so gone.
On the Central West, number one brand new stuff from John Gibbons. Let us know what you think. Hit.com.au. It's called PYT, a pretty young thing.
Now it is time for you to step into the halls for your HSC exams.
For my HSC exams, of course, shout out to all the kids going out to do their science exams today. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's a few other language exams as well. So if you're doing those, best of luck today. I am going to show you how to do it.
You're going to show me how to do it.
Because Pippa's written me a 3-question quiz mm-hmm. on science.
Yep.
Which I'm not hustling, but I'm not very good at. I never went to science class. I was never a fan of science class. I didn't know how to use a Bunsen burner or a beaker. I didn't know how to dissect a frog. I'm not good at science. I'm just putting it out there.
You told me off air during that song that you think this is going to be embarrassing for me.
It will be embarrassing for you because either you'll give me really hard questions, which will make you look like you're desperate to make me fail.
Or
I'll get all three right. So either way, you're going to be embarrassed.
So you don't think that there's a chance that we could just get the same result and you're going to look as dumb as I do?
Well, no, because I'm not pretending to be good at science.
I wasn't pretending to be good at English. I am good at English. I can't help it that you rigged the questions.
Okay, let's do it. Bring the music down.
Yep, hand over your phone, please.
Heading into the exam room.
I've got Jimmy's. That's Jimmy's phone. All right, great. I need you to turn away from your computer screen and minimise all windows.
Okay,
thank you.
Minimise all windows. Computer screen turned
okay.
off.
All right. Okay. Jimmy's HSC science test. Here we go. Question one is a multiple choice question.
Okay.
What is the most common element in the universe? I'm nervous. What is the most common
hydrogen.
Element in the... I haven't given you
okay,
your options
yeah,
yet.
Options,
okay. Is it A, helium? B, hydrogen, C, oxygen, or D, love?
I'm going to go with my original answer of hydrogen.
Are you sure you want to lock that in?
Lock it in.
Yes, I've already got one. Oh, yes.
Don't get too cocky yet. Don't get too cocky.
One out of one.
Don't get too cocky, mate. Okay. It's a long way to go. Okay. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Question two. Name the biggest planet in our solar system.
No. Jupiter. I mean, is it A, B, or C?
No. I'm not giving you any options.
I think it's Jupiter. There's Saturn, Uranus, Pluto. It's not Pluto. That's not even a planet. Jupiter.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Yeah. That's two. Oh, my gosh. This is embarrassing for you.
You have not finished the quiz.
Oh, this is two out of two. Okay, what's the next
and
one?
And I will say that cockiness will deduct marks.
You can't.
From your test.
Go on, what's the third question? Third and final question.
I'm just going to maybe make it a bit harder than I initially thought.
No,
obviously I'm being very easy with you.
Read out what's on your sheet.
Okay. True or false?
It's 50-50. I love it 50-50. I love it when you're on the chase and they're like 50-50. You're like, yes, this is an easy one.
I'm obviously going very easy on you because
okay,
I don't want to embarrass you on live radio like you enjoy doing to me.
Mm-hmm.
True or false? Frogs are a cold-blooded animal.
Okay, lizards are warm-blooded, aren't they? No, humans are warm-blooded. What's a cold-blooded animal? Cold-blooded are like are lizards, yeah, because they've got to lie in the sun to get their warmth. But frogs look lizardy. They look quite lizardy. But frogs come from tadpoles, and I don't think...
5 seconds.
I'm saying false. They are not a cold-blooded animal. False.
He's knocked down from his throne.
That's just one. I got two out of three.
You didn't get them all right like you thought you would.
No, I didn't.
You thought this was going to be embarrassing for me.
To be honest, I'm not embarrassed at all.
Why not?
Because
you didn't get everything right
in
your science HSC.
I knew one of the questions before the even options came out. And also I got the Jupiter one right, which was like a 1 in 10. And I couldn't even name all the planets.
And you couldn't get a 50-50 correct.
Yeah, you're trying to embarrass me here, but it's
no,
just looks...
No, I'm not trying to embarrass you.
It just looks like you're silly because
no.
You couldn't get English and you went to
and
English.
And you couldn't get science.
I never went to science class.
Doesn't matter.
So I'm the one who looks smartest here.
All I'm saying is payback's a bitch.
Pippa, Jimmy, morning double on the Central West. We do it all thanks to Macca's and get stuck into Macca's new thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef in Gourmet Creations range. Available after 10:30 a.m. It's 18 degrees and we are 14 minutes away from 9.
Now, talk of the town at the moment is your diet and what in the world is going on with it. Because we started this show and then you watched a documentary that made you make rash decisions. You threw out all the animal products in your cupboard, in your fridge, and you went vegan for health reasons, apparently. Not for moral reasons.
No, I don't do moral reasons myself,
right.
So I went for health reasons.
Purely for health reasons.
Yep.
You did it for about a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You became quite ill.
Yep.
Had to have some time off.
Few deficiencies.
You've now come back and you've said, guys, I'm a pescatarian, which is you can eat seafood.
Yeah.
So prawns, fish, salmon, you know,
yeah, I really
lobster.
I really wanted to address this because I've heard some rumours floating around Dubbo and the Central West that it's all a big, I'm taking the mickey. I'm not really on this diet.
People are just thinking it's a rort.
It's a rort. He's making a joke out of a diet.
Yeah.
It's not true.
It's not true.
No, it's not. I am on a mostly vegan, partly pescatarian diet.
A mostly vegan. See, that just screams rort at me.
And as I've said to you many times before, what's the point of being on a diet like this if you don't tell everyone? And then people get annoyed that you tell them, but it's like, well, why be on it if I'm not going to tell everybody?
So people are getting very upset at you taking hall passes from your mostly vegan pescatarian diet.
Would you believe it? Last week when we were at Golden West Holden, the Pink Angels were walking around serving lamb.
Yeah.
Actually had one of the Pink Angels not offer me a piece of lamb because of my diet.
She knew.
She knew my diet.
She knew your diet.
maybe I had to wear a shirt that said taking a hall pass today.
It's like you need a badge. Hi, my name's Jimmy and I eat the following foods. This is,
I'd like one of those.
I'm with Dubbo in the Central West when I say this is absolutely outrageous, your diet. It's not even a real diet. You don't have any rules around it. You just pick and choose on any given day. You're actually not anything. You just like to tell people that you're something because it's a conversation starter. You just like to be like, oh, guys, I'm just, this is me and my high maintenance diet.
Shout out to the guys at Macca's West yesterday when I come through. Can I please have a McFeast with no beef, no cheese and no mayonnaise, please?
They would have been rolling their eyes in there being like, check out this Jimmy Love Joker coming in, ordering a bun and some lettuce.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is to clarify, what do you eat?
Tofu, carrot sticks, smoothies with like some strawberries.
Something you have for breakfast.
Oh, you know me, I don't eat breakfast.
What do you have for dinner?
Tofu, carrot sticks, some frozen veggies with some satay
sauce.
Why
don't you just start calling yourself a rabbit?
Why not?
Seriously, this is what you are now. It's just outrageous. I can't keep up.
I'm a rabbit.
You are a rabbit and a rort and an outrage.
By the way, could you get me that badge with what I can eat on it?
Yeah, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, order that one for me.
The Hamish and Andy Show. Central West's number one.
Hit 93.5.
Yeah, morning everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Just thought I'd stop the show again, Pippa. Have you ordered that badge for me yet for my new pescatarian vegan / something diet?
Give me a minute.
Yeah,
you'd like it to be part, you're a mostly vegan, part-time pescatarian. You're an outrage.
Oh, stop it, Pippa.
Hello, Hit 93.5. Who's this?
Yeah, how you doing?
Sorry, who is this?
It's James from Dunedoo.
Oh, James, what are you calling about?
Well, I'm calling up today because I'm outraged.
Oh, why are you outraged?
Yeah, because you know what? I'm sick of turning on the radio every day and I have to hear about Jimmy's stupid new diet.
Oh, tell me about
day it. Day in, day out. Pescatarian, vegan, like vegetarian.
I
don't even know what diet he is. He doesn't even know what diet it is.
Nobody knows.
Can I give Jimmy a little bit of advice?
Sure.
To be honest, if you're going to bring up your diet on the radio, at least know what your diet is.
Okay,
and then stop doing whole bars. You can't do a whole bar to your diet. What sort of diet is that? He's a bad example to the kids.
Oh, sorry.
You know what? The kids need a good example. I think it's completely outrageous that he talks about his diet and you know what? No, I'm over his diet.
Okay.
Okay.
Bit of feedback on your diet from James from Dunedoo there.
Thanks, James. 13 12 16, taking your calls anytime. It's Pink. Morning. Never will. Hit 93.5, we've gone old school with Pink, Don't Let Me Get Out on Hit 93.5. Morning everyone, it's Pippa and Jimmy, 13, 12, 16. Anytime, any reason, give us a buzz, say hello. We'd love to get you on the radio, just like this fella. His name's Mitch.
G'day Mitch, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Great to have you on the show. Mitch, did you happen to hear that bloke James from Dunedoo just ring up outraged about Jimmy's fad diet?
Yeah, I felt accosted really on the radio.
It's unbelievable. Mitch, what have you got to say about Jimmy's fad diet?
Oh, mate, I'm all for it.
Thank you
very much. Let me get the round of applause, Mitch.
Well, me and my wife watched the documentary about 2 weeks ago and we've been vegetarian since.
Well, did you watch it on my advice by any chance?
No, actually, a friend up the road from home recommended it, so we watched it.
So the documentary is What the Health,
yep.
And essentially, yep. Mitch, what Jimmy told me is that he, after watching it, he threw out all the animal products in his fridge for health reasons. Is that what you guys did as well?
Yes, we did the exact same thing.
Your kid just went cold turkey overnight.
Have you done it for Have you done it for moral reasons as well? Because I said no to the moral reasons myself.
I've had a few scares in that for the family, so.
Yeah,
and I know it runs in the blood, so I've tried something different.
Yeah, great.
Wow.
I really love what you're doing. How are you finding
it so far?
Oh, I love it. It's awesome.
You guys aren't missing your red meat and your snags and your chicken
I miss the Bunnings snags, but
The hardest part, Mitch, when you're down at the farmer's markets or at Bunnings and all they've got is the bacon and egg sandwiches and you're like, what do I eat?
Do you ever throw a Jimmy and just take a hall pass in moments like that?
No, I couldn't do it. I want to do it to support my wife.
Oh, you're a good guy, Mitch. You're the best. Hey, stick on the line. We'll give you a prize of some sort, okay, mate?
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, see, if you call up and show me some love.
No, if you call up and say you're on a fad diet, Jimmy throws you a prize. That's what you're saying, which is, again, outrageous.
And we'll give him something. We've got a list of stuff over there.
Let's see.
We'll give him something
exciting. Well, I can't give him a meat tray, can I?
See, James from Dunny Doo calls up, accosts me on the radio, but then I get the great support of Mitch calling up saying, yes, I support your diet. Sounds like Mitch is on a real diet, though.
Yeah, he's one that he actually sticks to. Yeah, he doesn't flex it around every day of the week.
Love you, Mitch. Hey, that wraps up the show. We're 1 minute past nine, so we've got to get off your radios. What's tomorrow? Thursday,
Friday Eve. You can catch all of the show on our catch-up at hit.com.au.
Oh, yeah, but till then, have a great Wednesday. Bye, everyone.
See you tomorrow. Bye. Let's go!